from our Nepal correspondent, a regular series of articles by Dr. Balmukunda Regmi. Fulfilling corporate social responsibility. Are all the corporates caring for the needy, helping the society, and acting responsibly? Not much corporate social responsibility, or CSR, seems to have been carried out in Nepal. However, as in other countries, Nepali corporates have contributed in social development. Nepal Bank Limited provided 5 million rupees in assistance to Rashtriya Primary School, based in Bara district. Nepal Investment Bank Limited has given 5 million rupees for the renovation of Bhimsen Temple in Lalitpur. Similarly, Nepal Bangladesh Bank Limited has provided 932,000 rupees in aid for the maintenance of Lakshmi Pokhari in Banepa, and given 31 pieces of blankets to Navakiran Orphanage Home in Lalitpur. The Himalayan Bank provided material support to the Kawasaki-based Sri Maula Kalika Disability Service Organization, the Navakiran Orphanage Home, and donated 500,000 rupees to the organization Teach for Nepal. Nabil Bank Limited has provided 700,000 rupees to mountaineer Nirmal Puja, while the Everest Bank Limited has provided a school van to the self-help group for cerebral palsy in Nepal and 500,000 rupees to Manipal Hospital. Helping launch telemedicine and health information connectivity infrastructure in Dulikel Hospital, NCEL is supporting health services in rural areas. In the first phase, it will link Manikarka in Sindupalchauk, Dorpu in Solokumbu, Thangzin in Nuwakot, and Bold in Kavripalanchok, providing services to more than 15,000 households. After the implementation of the program, the locals will get treatment services for chronic, non-communicable, and communicable diseases. The list goes on. As per the Industrial Enterprises Act 2020, a medium or large-scale industry or cottage or small-scale industry with annual turnover of more than 150 million rupees shall set aside at least 1% of its annual net profit in each fiscal year for performing CSR. Penalties apply if the firms fail to perform CSR. There is a regional disparity in the distribution of such support. A study by Nepal Rashtra Bank shows that two-thirds of the amount spent by banks and financial institutions on corporate social responsibility is spent in the Kathmandu Valley. However, more important issues are missed. Where from comes the money for charity? From business as a surplus income? What leads to surplus? Extra production? Extra pricing of the goods and services? Or underpayment to the workers? Let us not debate whether special recognition should be given to the profits made through intellectual property rights that propel the overall economic developments. The issue here is why the government would allow the business firms to accumulate so much profit that ultimately comes through either unfair treatment of the resources, overpricing their goods and services, or underpaying the workers. No enmity here to the growth of corporates. Salutes to their kindness. We understand how difficult it is for the corporates to succeed in this dog-eat-dog world. The objection is to the fact that these corporates succeed due to their success in garnering certain aspects of business handling in their favour. Formation of a corporate regulatory nexus, creation of monopoly through exploitation of state mechanisms, natural resources, misuse of non-financial barriers, process and trademark patents, disinforming and capturing the judging capacity of the ordinary people. Let's consider the small and medium enterprises, SMEs. Why do SMEs fail when big houses succeed? All enterprises, big or small, need to undergo time-consuming, cumbersome regulatory process, which adds disproportionately higher financial and human resource burdens to the SMEs. Small or big, all firms need to fulfill obligations related to registrations, renewals, audits, tax clearances, customer information, anti-laundering provisions. They have also to pay remunerations to legal advisors, security workers, lawyers, import-export or business agents. Many a time, these SMEs have to make supposedly voluntary donations to political forces and their sister organisations to avoid possible agitations and sabotages, disguised as labour agitations or public oppositions. The loudest advertisement of an SME is almost inaudible in the presence of the slightest whisper of a big house. To make corporate responsibility true to society, we need to begin from the basics. Consider the emergence of supermarkets. It has cost the livelihood of thousands of street vendors. In the Kathmandu Valley alone, thousands of newers have lost their generations-old family professions of cottage industry and shopkeeping. Some newers have become employees of the supermarkets that sell imported substandard goods, of large-scale restaurants that serve traditional Nuwari foods prepared using imported soy oils, processed, canned and preserved raw ingredients. Others have left Kathmandu and sought their livelihood as migrant workers in foreign lands. The scenario is not different in the hills and plains. In Nepal, the National Land Use Policy of 2012 and the Land Use Act of 2019 limit the tiller's ownership land for land, but it let the big houses own unlimited lands in the name of industry, agricultural or otherwise. Thanks to the capitalist competition, in Kathmandu and other valleys and basins, the farmers are already pushed out to the surrounding slopes. When the homes of these displaced farmers slide down along with the slopes, these big houses come to help them, which gets media coverage. In the hilly region, cement industries are digging the rocks, spreading hazardous dust particles in the atmosphere, which then moves to nearby villages, ultimately damaging the public health. Others dig the riverbeds, causing floods. Big hotels try to occupy Fua Lake in Pokhara. Open lands and shrines premises in Kathmandu and other parts of the country. Governments register and recognise brewery and distillery as important industries, but declare traditional homemade wines harmful and illegal. Through such provisions, the commoners are forced to pay higher prices for wines they could prepare at home without much cost or effort. Then the governments and the corporates harp on social responsibility, show pity in locations and to the people thus impoverished, both selected as they like. Rather than enforcing advertorial-like corporate social responsibility, should not the governments emphasise the conservation of safe natural habitats to all people, protection of their traditional livelihoods, promotion of eco-friendly and socio-culturally compatible economic activities, providing livelihood, basic health services, elementary education and security to all should be and is the responsibility of governments. And this task is not transferred to big business houses. For the sake of a healthy society, the state can and should, if necessary, order the corporates to act in a manner that helps avoid their negative impacts on the society in general. And that insightful article was written by our correspondent, Dr. Balmakunda Regmi, professor at Tribhuvan University, Kathmandu, and a researcher at the Chahar Institute in China. And the article was originally published in The Rising Nepal. You can read it online at risingnepaldaily.com.